Get Up with Budge. That's the way we like it. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
How good is it? Eight of those kids have been rescued from that cave. There's still five more to go. They're wondering whether they're going to try and get them all out in the last attempt. Edgy of seat stuff, it really is. You're going to hear about that for days on days. The urgent veggie recall as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Up next, of course, the Nazi paraphernalia found on Amazon. What? What's Bodge talking about? You can buy Nazi stuff still? Well, you can. Is it right? Well, we'll find out. Bodge here for Harvey Norman this morning. It is, what, Tuesday? Cheap Ass Tuesday. Get around that.
Get up with Bodge on Hit.
I want to tell you what's been found on Amazon, the online shopping giant. Well, I'll just say it, Nazi paraphernalia. How about that? I would have thought we were sort of, you know, not allowed to post that sort of stuff. You know, I always get a bit, I used to sell video games on eBay and always used to freak out. If I'd bought the wrong kind of game in the past, sometimes I've bought the American version, I'd freak out and have to make it really specific on the ad. I'd have to say, this is the American version of this game. Don't buy it if you don't have an American console. So I'd freak out about that sort of stuff. Imagine if I rocked up and decided I'd chuck a, you know, what have they got here? What'd they find? A fidget spinner. So Peppy the Frog, right? Fidget spinner, which is apparently Nazi themed. And it's got, you know, there's also a child's onesie with a burning cross. Good God, that's been made on purpose. I mean, I can't see too many, you know, midgets going around with a onesie on with a burning cross. So it must have been a child's one. And apparently two advocacy groups, the Partnership for Working Families and Action Centre on Race and the Economy, they found these online or were alerted to it, and they've made, obviously, there was a swastika pendant, there was stickers, there's some Adolf quotes, you know, some of his best stuff, and some, you know, German SS hat. In fact, do you know what? The SS hat, I don't mind it if it's military, you know, history, because you'd see that sort of stuff in museums, but, you know, things like with the Nazi little symbol on. I know it meant something else millions of years ago, some sort of weird Celtic symbol, but since then, it's become something else. So where do we draw the line on free speech and these kind of products? Is it allowed? Is it right to allow this kind of thing to continue? You tell me. You tell me. I mean, I look at these stories and I just go, well, that's not ideal. And I have maybe a little bit of a chuckle and go, well, I hope they get that off. But, you know, 13, 12, 16, if you've got a view that's a bit stronger, give me a call.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
2 days into the week and we've already got food recalled from the shopping centres. Do you know, I've never been more happy to not eat vegetables in my whole life. I eat some, but not too many. But a load of popular brands of frozen veggies have been recalled from supermarkets all across Australia. Now, I don't know if you remember, but fears about potential contamination of the deadly listeria bacteria. I mean, yeah, it's bad. I mean, it killed six people in New South Wales and Victoria earlier this year. But, you know, it's, don't give, you know, there's probably some good points about it as well. I mean, but look, there's a lot of brands that have been affected, okay, in Woolies and IGAs and Aldis and things like that. And fair play to them. They are doing their best to recall them. And it's potentially the case with them. So they're doing it out of, what's that word? You know, when you're doing it just to make sure that that's not the case. So they're not dead set that there's some listeria in there, but they're like, just in case, we'll do it. I'll remember the word later. Anyway, there's a whole load of them. I'm not going to read the whole lot because that would be boring and you don't want to hear me read out like market fair corn kernels, 1 kilogram in Queensland, Victoria, WA and selected New South Wales stores, product of Hungary. Aldi market fair mixed vegetables, 1 kilo, Queensland, New South Wales. It's boring, isn't it? No one wants to hear that. Look, we'll put the list up on Facebook. We will do that. But, you know, you go for it. It's probably everywhere. You'll find that information if you really want to know. But I'm not going to read it all out. But essentials brands, some of those are you know, doing the rounds. Black and Gold, Corn Kernel, and the mixed veggies are in there. The market fair stuff, which I talked about just before. There is a few of them out there. Do you know what? Just do what I do. Just go past, like, you know, a chip shop or something on the way home. Get yourself some fish. Mid-North Coast, I mean, we're right on the coast. I mean, you get fish anyway, so just stay away from the veggies. Don't eat anything healthy. That's my motto in life.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
As always, at this time of the morning, we welcome Dean McCarthy to the show. Dean, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, everyone. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, although a little bit chilly here. I'm guessing it's a tad warmer where you are.
It is not. Right, so what's that? 36 degrees Celsius.
Oh, okay. So that's the other. Yeah. That's the other end of the spectrum. That's too warm.
Too hot, yeah.
I like to think of the weather as always perfect where you are, so that might be. They might just go with, you know, the fact that we know you as you. So now, Johnny Depp, what's happened with him? He's done something again.
Yes, okay. This is what's happened. He's being sued, right, for allegedly punching a crew member on his new film that they've been shooting in 2017. So apparently, look, they haven't shared what went down or the alleged altercation. All I know is obviously they're shooting a film called City of Lies. The irony. Anyway, on the set, apparently Johnny had a tantrum and apparently he punched one of the crew in the face. Now, the crew member wants $100,000. And if you ask me, that's a bit of a lowball. Don't you think?
Oh, really? I'd cop a punch from Johnny Depp for maybe $20,000.
And yeah, maybe 15K in a bar tab or something. But like, yeah. Johnny Depp, like, he's got millions. I don't know.
Fair enough. Well, you know, if you should go into bat for him and just say, look, you know, I'll be your financial advisor. I'll get a little bit of the, I'll get a percentage out of this. I think this is a kind of a happier story. Jada Pinkett Smith has revealed something about her past, which, you know, I mean, yeah. I'd be okay with.
This is what she said. Yes, many people would be okay with this, I'm sure. She is so beautiful. She has revealed that when she was younger, she actually had an addiction to, how do we put it in breakfast radio?
Coitus?
How do we say it?
You say coitus?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, sex.
I don't know.
Banging.
Yes.
Boning.
Yes, making out. and essentially, she, really intense making out. But she was addicted to it when she was younger. And this is, of course, when she first met Will and that kind of thing. They are still very strong. All these rumors that they're divorcing, they are not divorcing. They are stronger than ever. They even play really funny jokes on each other. They play practical jokes on each other. And one of my friends was involved in one of them where he bandaged up Jada's face. My friend's a doctor. He bandaged her face up so that she could pretend to Will that she'd had a facelift.
Watch
him go off. Anyway, he goes off, like, what have you done? And then after 10 minutes, she revealed that it was just a joke. So they're really close. They're really fun, those two. They're a good couple.
Well, he said online not too long ago that, and all the press were having the headline, you know, Will says that Jada's not his wife anymore and stuff like that. But it turned out he was just saying they think of each other as life partners rather than, you know, married. Yeah. Like, it's just a different way of looking at it. But they are still married.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very still married. They're very close.
That being said, if she had her sex addiction, she'd just met the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I can see why. I can see why, and I'm a straight bloke, but if Fresh Prince walked up and I was a bird, I'd probably be, you know, we'll probably leave that there. That's all good. Luke,
we'll leave that there, but I know where you're going with
it. Yeah, we'll chat to you tomorrow, mate.
Bye, Budge. Bye, guys.
Get up with Budge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Okay, here's how it goes. $440 is up for grabs. You get 10 seconds and you got to give us five answers in that time. I got Natalie on the telephone. Natalie, hello.
Hello again. Hello.
How are you going? You sound happy this morning, mate.
Well, I'm feeling lucky, Bodge. Let's have a crack at this.
All right. Well, because Stacey is joining me this morning, I said that she could ask her question.
Oh.
I know you were hoping for one of my questions because they're relatively easy. But Stacey, have you got a question? Do you reckon?
I've got one. Are you confident about your? Wins,
okay.
You know?
Okay. Well, there you go. Wow. Oh, there you go.
You've got it.
Jeez. Should she keep her job?
Alrighty. I hope so.
Well, let's see. All right, Natalie, are you ready?
All right, I'm ready to roll.
So as soon as Stacey's finished asking the question, I'm going to start the timer. Go, Stacey.
All right, Natalie. I want you to name me five elements on the periodic table.
Gold, silver, aluminium, bronze, lead, mercury, diamond, zinc, water.
Unlucky.
Right.
Four.
Did she get four?
Four.
Four of them were on there. Which ones were on there?
There was...
Now, Stacey's got a big science background, so she knows. She rattled these all off by heart before we went on. I didn't... go on.
Let's see. So, you got silver.
Yep.
Yeah.
There was...
Come on, was there gold? Was there diamond? Gold.
Diamond is not an element.
Okay.
No.
Well, isn't it compressed carbon?
It is, but it's not an element.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Everything's something, I guess. So you got to four, though, yeah?
Yeah, got to four.
Got to four. Well, that's okay. Look, Natalie, unfortunately...
Love to try. I'll be back. Good.
You did well. Yeah, you call us anytime.
Thanks, Stace. That was great.
And Stacey, lucky for you, mate, you keep your job because if she'd won it, I mean, I would have been happy for Natalie. It's nice to see people win, but if she'd got it on your first go, mate, you'd have been gone.
Oh, that's a terrible way to start a Tuesday, Bodge. Firing me on air.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Hey, Bodge, do you use Snapchat?
Do you know what? Not as much as I used to do. I used to use it all the time, but they changed the interface. I wasn't very happy with it, and it was using a lot of data. Why? What are you doing on Snapchat? Well, or don't I want to know?
No, sometimes, you know, I just get a bit bored with Facebook and Instagram. I just want to change it up. So I have a look at all these Snapchat stories that you have from Cosmo and all those type of mags.
What do you mean? Oh, is this when they changed the settings so that when you go to the story section, instead of having all your mates listed, it's got all their advertising. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you got to sift through all of...
The crap.
All of the useless information just to get to... So, you know, see what your friends are doing or your celebrities.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I did come across one article that I thought was kind of interesting. It's inventions that are needed and definitely aren't needed.
They're both. It's like kind of, you know, we need them, but do we really need them sort of thing. It's got a whole list of them. It's got one or two a day. How does it work?
So there's quite a list, and I'll say about eight.
Are you going to go through some of that list?
Yeah, I've chosen four, which I thought they're pretty decent.
Well, let's do it.
So, the first one is the chalk. This is chopsticks with a fork attached to the end. Now, this is super convenient for those people who don't know how to use a chopstick and they just don't want to ask for a fork in the Japanese or Chinese restaurants because you might feel like it's a bit embarrassing.
That's fair enough too. Yeah. I can understand that.
So, for the low price of $30, you can get two chalks.
Yeah, I don't know about that. See, they've ramped up the price, but they do look pretty cool.
They do.
I hate it when I go to an Asian restaurant and they just give me the fork. Like, they don't even give me the option to choose it. Like, I can handle chopsticks. They must look at me and go, well, nah, he's not going to be able to do it.
Exactly.
So, there we go. Go on. What's the next one?
So, the next one are convertible shoes for all those ladies who just want something a little comfortable at the end of the night.
So... That sounds like heels to flats.
It is. So the heel actually folds up underneath the shoe.
That's good.
And turns them into flats.
That's great.
It's heels on demand. It's really great. And
how much are they?
$50.
No way.
$50.
See, that's relatively cheap. As long as they're well made and they look all right, if I was a woman, I'd get away with that. I'd love it.
It's not too bad. They only come in blush pink, however.
Oh, okay,
so they don't match everything.
Nah, even if I was a girl, I'd probably go black or blue or something dark.
You could always just spray paint them.
Yeah, probably.
You know, change it up. The next one I have is Bic for Her. These are just pink pens. They're just pink pens.
Is that it?
They've marketed
it. Is it Bic? Is it the company Bic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pens
that's a bit weird.
For her.
What, just because they're pink?
They're pink and glittery.
Yeah, okay.
And
well,
that's it.
Skip over that one. That one's a bit rubbish.
So the last one I have for all you motorheads out there, the exhaust grill. If you're hungry on the go, you can put this little grill in your exhaust and you can cook your beef, anything.
That doesn't sound safe at all, exhaust fumes cooking your tea.
No, not at all. I don't really want
to. I mean, it might be, but they might have worked out a way to do it, but I can't see that being a thing, no.
I mean, it's pretty nifty. I mean, you know, if you're stuck in traffic, the car in front of you would smell like steak, so that's a win. True.
Hey, look, I don't use Snapchat, so I don't see any of these articles, but, I mean, I'd probably go for the chopstick fork the most. If I was a woman, I'd probably go for the flats to heels because convenience and all that sort of stuff. However, due to the fact that the messaging side of it does my head in, you know when you're messaging someone and they message back after hours and you go, well, what did I send? I don't even know what I sent. And then you have to ask them, what did I send to get this response? And then they send it back to you. You can't copy the text because if you start copying the text, saving it rather.
Yeah.
Well, then they're going to be like, well, why is he saving the text? Is he trying to get something on me or something? So I don't use it at all anymore. I don't use Snapchat. It's dead. Snapchat's gone.
Get up with Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM, for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Hit FM with Bodge and Stacey this morning from our Hit Squad, who's joined me to co-host the last hour of the show. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, how have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Is that, well, it's been pretty, good.
Twice
yeah,
on air, you know.
Yeah, look, you're lucky because your boss is Christy and not me.
Oh,
I can't fire you, unfortunately. However, one thing that has been brought to my attention that I feel deceived just because you've been here for, you know, an hour and you've been sitting here deceiving me.
Oh,
and
no. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, don't cover it up now. Oh, you unzip your jacket one time and I see a logo of another radio station on the Mid-North Coast and it hurts me because, you know, I asked you if you wanted to come in. I said, Stacey, how would you like your big shot? How'd you like your call up to the big leagues? Do you want to come on the show and just host the hour with me? And what do you do? Tell everyone what you're doing. Come on, what are you wearing?
I am wearing a Triple M shirt because today I am doing stuff for Triple M. So okay. Instead of changing my shirt, I thought I would just wear one for the day, you know.
Well, I've brought your boss in. Christy, could you please weigh in on this? Christy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm actually comfortable with that, Bodge.
Why are you comfortable with this?
Because I've employed Stacey as part of the Hit Squad and she's also casual for the other station.
That's disgusting.
No, it's not. And she's doing our bit for Gimme Five for Kids.
I mean, that's a very worthy cause. But let me tell you right now, I will not have my Hit Squad being tampered with.
I answered a Christy, Bodge. I'm sorry.
God.
I do have
Listen to her. Like, at the end of the show, she pipes up. You answer to both.
She's got confidence because I'm here now, Bodge.
Oh, this is what's going on.
This is the thing. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Well, you've got 20-odd seconds before we hit the news, mate.
You didn't ask if she could be here this morning.
No, I didn't.
You didn't check with the big boss.
I checked with the big boss.
Yeah,
boss
I'm the
Crowley.
Big boss when it comes to casuals.
Boss Crowley said it was good.
But no, top job, Stacey.
Let me tell you.
You're not fired today.
Thank you. Let me tell you this right now. Okay, Stacey.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed your time here?
I have. It's been good.
Good. You're fired.
Bye. Have a beautiful day.